Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Va'et Hanan, and I begged. Week 45, Third Aliyah. This is the law Moses set before the Israelites. These are the stipulations, decrees, and laws Moses gave them when they came out of Egypt. Deuteronomy 4, verses 44 and 45. For whom is the Torah? The Torah was not given to all nations, but to the priestly nation of Israel. The commandments given to the sons of Noah are for all the nations, but the totality of the commandments that were given to the people that came out of Egypt does not apply to all the nations. The sons of Israel, however, have the obligation of teaching the nations which are the commandments that apply to them, because the Jew has been set as the instructor of the sons of Noah. In Romans 2, verses 12 to 29, my comments are between parentheses. So it would be written here, all Gentiles, in parentheses, who sin apart from the law, quotation, because the Torah was given to Israel, not the Gentiles, will also perish apart from the law. And all, quotation again, the sons of Israel, end quotation, who sin under the law will be judged by the law. Quote again, that the Eternal gave Israel through Moshe, end quote. For it is not those Jews only, quote, that hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those Jews, quote, who obey the law who will be declared righteous. In other words, acknowledged before the Eternal as those having done the right thing. That's quote. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the Torah given through Moshe, because the Torah was given to the sons of the covenant of circumcisions, not to the Gentiles, when they do by nature things required by the law, that part is of the Torah that applies to the Gentiles, that is, the seven commandments for the sons of Noah. They are a natural and logical law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, because the Torah was given to Israel, not the Gentiles. Since they show that the requirements of the law for the Gentiles, the seven commandments of Noah, are written on their hearts, their consciences, also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge man's secret through Messiah Yeshua, as my gospel, proclamation of the fulfillment of the ancient promise, declares. Now, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law of Moses given to the sons of Israel, and brag about your relationship to God, if you know his will, because his will is exposed in the 613 commandments, and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law about who is God and what he wants, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, Gentiles without written and oral law, a light for those, sons of Noah, who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, who don't know which commandments apply to them, a teacher of infants, because they didn't have the revelation in Mount Sinai, because you have in the Torah, the law, the embodiment of knowledge and truth. Amen. You, then, who teach others, because as a Jew, your mission is to teach the Gentiles the path, do you not teach yourself? You who preach to the Gentiles against stealing, because it is one of the seven commandments of Noah, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, because it's one of the seven commandments, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, which is also one of the seven commandments, do you rob temples? You who brag about the law, with gratefulness, knowing the responsibility you have before the Eternal and the nations of being a devout and obedient person? Do you dishonor God by breaking the law? That is one of the 613 commandments, particularly one of the seven given to all men. As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Because a great number of Jews are not practicing what they preach. Circumcision has value because it is a sign of the covenant that you have with the Eternal. If you observe the law, written and oral, but if you break the law, breaking the written Torah explained by the oral one, you have become as though you have not been circumcised, because you are violating the covenant. If those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirement, the seven commandments given to them in the time of Noah, not the one that wasn't given to them and does not apply to them, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised, as if he has been an obedient son of the covenant? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law, not the law from Sinai, but the one given to him, will condemn you, Jew, who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, you are a lawbreaker. If you don't keep the commandments correctly, that is. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, because Jewishness doesn't consist of having a sign of the covenant if one doesn't comply with that covenant, nor is the spiritual meaning of circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a real and complete Jew if he is one, not only in the flesh, but also inwardly. And circumcision, to which the circumcision in the flesh points, and the one that really matters before the Eternal, is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. And since the word Jew means one who praises and gives thanks, such a man's praise is not from men for fulfilling commandments outwardly before man, but from God, because he does everything with fear of heaven, not seeking acknowledgement from man. There are two extreme and mistaken standpoints regarding the Torah. The first one is one that teaches that from Golgotha, the law of Moses is not valid anymore, for Jew or for Gentile. That's a mistake. Now there's a new covenant with the church, those who believe in Jesus Christ and who are the real Israel, the spiritual Israel, who replaces the Israel of the old covenant. The old covenant was canceled, and now only the commandments from the New Testament are valid, and especially love, which fulfills all law. The other standpoint regarding the Torah teaches that in the Messiah, every person from among the nations that has received new life is forced to fulfill all the law of Moses, including circumcision in the flesh for men. This standpoint rejects the oral Torah and believes that the commandments of the Torah can be applied without the rabbi's explanations. Both standpoints threaten the Jewish people's existence and represent great obstacles for the final redemption of the Jews and the nations. May the Holy One of Israel bring us balance and understanding in this issue. Blessings and Shalom.